out to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, the time when you grab the mothers, the fathers, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, and all the little children, gather them around the old tube radio as it's time once again for that true theater of the mind experience known as Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We truly are that theater into the darkest recesses of your culinary mind, where we bring you each and every week the greatest, the neatest, the movers and the shakers in the culinary industry, and if we're lucky enough, the adult beverage industry, and if we're luckier still, one that does both. Ah, that might be a clue, my friends. We are listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on AM 1160. We are absolutely True Theater of the Mind Radio. At AM 1160, the talk of the town. Also, we are streamed on SATCOM 5, which is an absolute lie, but it sounds awesome. And, my friends, we are brought to you by the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. And, of course, by Schumann Produce, the real sweet Vidalia onions and real sweet onions. My friends, if you don't use real sweet onions and it doesn't say real sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
You got that absolutely right. Also, we are brought to you by the tremendous folks at Fee Brothers. They are so much more than just the finest and most innovative bitters. More you ask, more we'll tell. They also have cocktail mixes, cordial syrups, you name it, they got it. That family has proudly been mixing it up in the greatest country on earth, the United States, since 1863. And by DiscoverIreland.com and Tourism Ireland. My friends, why not take the trip of a lifetime? Go to Ireland. If you aren't Irish, you will be when you leave. And if you are Irish, you'll truly feel like you're home. And also by the Hotel Monteleone, the crown jewel of the French Quarter, and by Operation Homefront. My friends, take a few minutes, find some extra change, and get a hold of Operation Homefront, because they are truly taking care of the families of our troops that are laying it on the line for us each and every day. Operation Homefront takes care of the emergencies when those gals and those guys are over there standing on that wall. My friends, we are here today to celebrate one of the greatest barbecue competitions in the world. And we're trying to figure, should we go down to the river and celebrate Memphis in May at a great barbecue tournament? Yeah, we could have done that. But instead, we wanted to find an iconic place. We wanted to find a place to do the show that has set a standard so high that Pat O'Brien's left. They couldn't compete. And we did. We found the place that when we say the name, you'll say, oh, we've heard of that place, or we've been there. It is Silky O'Sullivan's on famous Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee, baby. It's Memphis in May. Woo! Now, joining me as he does each and every week when he's not in Germany or China or wherever, eating pigeon heads or sauerbraten, he is joins us, and he actually flew the red eye in from a place called Arizona to be here today. Welcome, executive chef, our good friend, Chef Eric with a K. Hold on.
Thank you, Kevin. Fat Man, nice to see you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. I have been traveling. I was out in Germany for about 8 days and had a wonderful experience, or so I'm told.
Yeah.
Because we stayed in Dusseldorf, and when you're in Dusseldorf, you have a little type of beer called Altbier. You drink it in the Altstadt, the old town part of Dusseldorf.
Yeah.
And it's pretty phenomenal beer, but it's only available, really, in Dusseldorf. So, you know, when in Dusseldorf, do as they Dusseldorfians do, I guess. Anyway.
Wow, what a stretch.
Yeah,
I guess it's that red eye.
Hey, look, I'm tired. Leave me alone. Anyway, yeah, but it's great to be here. And, man, I got to tell you, this place is historic. This is just a phenomenal location. Getting to meet Silky was a real pleasure. I saw him actually on TV. I've seen him interviewed before. Saw you with your peppers around your neck there, Silky. And I knew that this was going to be a great spot for us to come, especially during Memphis in May, which, after all, celebrates our favorite thing, barbecue.
Absolutely right. In fact, I've got Silky envy. Or you're going to have Silky envy, because I got to get down here early, and last night I sat out on Beale Street with Silky. I actually had the seat to the right. He wasn't in his throne, because that's down on the river. But I was actually sitting to the right. I was his right-hand man, or fat man, as it is. I was his right-hand fat man for about an hour last night, an hour and a half. And I swear, I have never seen such reverence paid to any human being. It was amazing. Good. And the stories and the people and the... I mean... Well, you just say Silky O'Sullivan, and that says it all.
Well, all you have to do is come in here and see the location. To see, I mean, it's unique. It's really cool. It's just a beautiful outdoor patio here, and it, just great inside. Everything, wonderful place, and just happy as heck to be here. And we've got, you know, we got a great couple of chefs that are going to be joining us today. I'm very excited. A, I don't have to cook today. I didn't have to come up with four recipes.
Now wait just a minute.
Oh, what?
Now, why do you say, I'm so excited, I don't have to cook, about the chefs that are here? Because, that's just wrong.
No, because as every, I think, good chef likes to eat another chef's cooking sometimes, right? And our first guest, as a matter of fact, he cooked last night in sort of the private party setting of the first of the Wednesday night before the rest of it, the family night or whatever you call it, family night.
Did you see what he cooked?
I did see it.
It's beautifully obscene.
And it was all chefs that were there. So, I mean, you know, like I
said.
Well,
not all chefs. I mean, we weren't there.
Well, I'm not saying all chefs were... All right, never mind.
Well, I'm trying to hold you to your word, you know. But, my friends, this is Memphis in May. This is really like the Super Bowl for the MIM competition tour. Now, for those of you who've listened to our show, we have never done MIM.
Nope.
This is our first MIM, and why not start at the Super Bowl? We've always done KCBS, and we haven't been to the Super Bowl of KCBS. So what do? We decided to come to Memphis in May, and thanks to Silky and his incredible wife, Joellen, and Chef Joe, and Dennis. Now, you know, it's kind of shocking that you come into Silky O'Sullivan's, you meet Silky O'Sullivan, and then you talk to Dennis Flanagan, and then we have Chef Riley. I mean, it's so good to be around so many Irishmen. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Well, speaking of Chef Riley, let me introduce him, because Chef Riley is going to be our first chef. And Chef Riley, Patrick Riley, is actually from the Majestic Grill, so he's from down the street a little bit.
That's a cool name. Majestic Grill.
Do you know why it's called the Majestic Grill?
Because the food is majestic.
No, as usual, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
It is, though.
It is majestic.
Well, thank you.
But there's more to it than that.
How much more?
Well, why don't I introduce him, and he can tell him yourself. You can tell him yourself. Chef Patrick, tell me about how the Majestic Grill gets its name.
Well, it was built in 1913 as the Majestic number one silent movie theater. And it started off as a silent theater, and then when it was the last silent picture movie house in Memphis.
Really? And so now, as you're dining, you can actually watch a silent movie, right?
Well, what we've done is we've renovated it and tore out a lot of the 70s architecture that had been put in.
Sure.
And then we discovered the ceiling. It's got the original plaster ceiling. And then at the back where the original screen was, we put in a large, you know, modern-day screen that would show old 20s movies. And
awesome.
Chef Patrick, I detect a lilt, if you will, in the vocabulary. Let me guess, you're not from around here originally.
Not originally, no.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dublin, Ireland.
Good boy-o. I like to hear that now.
I'm actually from Kildare, which is about 11 miles east.
Well, then say you're from there. Don't say you're from Dublin.
Nobody's ever heard of it, though. So.
Hey, listen, I'm from Woodstock, Georgia. Nobody's ever heard of it either. But you know what's really neat is, and I shocked him with this little-known statistic. Silky knew it. 964 pubs in Dublin, Ireland. We only got to 213 of them in 2 days.
That's a shame.
But we
shame.
Tried. Now, you know, coming up, my friends, before we start our first recipes, when we come back from the break, we're just going to give you a tease and talk just a minute or two to Silky O'Sullivan himself. Then we're going to get into the food, and then we're going to do an extensive, in the transition of chefs, we're going to do an extensive interview. You're going to learn why he is such an icon. You're going to learn why P.T. Barnum could have taken a lesson from this man. And we all know how much I revered P.T. Barnum. It is absolutely amazing, my friends. It's Memphis in May. We are in the beautiful courtyard with a massive tree growing up right in the middle. Trees abound. We've got goats to the left of us. Bars to the right of us. In the front of us. And everywhere you look, people having fun. Because this is Memphis in May. We are in Memphis, Tennessee, a little place that Elvis used to hang his hat, and now Silky O'Sullivan owns the town. And we're going to find out about a little of his political career, and what does the pyramid mean to Silky O'Sullivan. All that and so much more, my friends, when we come back. We are live, Silky O'Sullivan's, it's Beale Street, baby, it's Memphis in May, it's all about food, it's all about fun, it's all about celebrating the good life. What better place to celebrate than to pound on the calories and drop the alcohol, baby? Silky O'Sullivan's. Welcome back, my friend, Chef and a Fat Man, live from Silky O'Sullivan's. Oh, all you have to do is say Beale Street. You know, it's interesting. I mean, what better way to start out the second segment of the show than with the man that really, I don't know, I guess you could say if you look up the word fun in the dictionary, they've got his picture right there, and it says Silky O'Sullivan. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor. We've had a chance to meet some of the greatest chefs, some of the greatest entertainers, some of the greatest people in all the genres, but few transcend the entertainment as well as the culinary, as does our first guest, Silky O'Sullivan. It is a pleasure and a distinct honor to be in your home celebrating Memphis in May.
Fat Man, I just wanted to let you know, welcome to my kingdom. Welcome to the land of blues. Welcome to the land of barbecue. You know, if you never make it to heaven, a little bit of Irish whiskey and a taste of Memphis, you've been halfway there, my friend. And I want everybody to know that today, those are people that are Irish and those that wish they were.
Absolutely right. And my friends, I got here last night and I had a chance to sit out front with Silky. I got to sit to his right and I got to watch the adoration and the true respect. And what's really neat about Silky is I don't care whether you're a panhandler, I don't care whether you're a CEO. He treats everyone with the same respect and the same good times and the same invitations and the same good fun. And that really makes you a giant in your industry, Silky. It was a real pleasure to sit out there with you last night.
Thank you, my friend. We have a great product here in Memphis, and it's easy sell. So all you got to do is just lead them in a direction. You know, it's kind of like I have goats here. I let them follow the goats and let them tap a little Guinness, the mother's milk of Ireland, sit back with a green egg, and sit back and just say, what else could I do to even equalize half the great southern fun that I'm having today?
Wow, what words. You know how it's even greater, Chef Eric? It's even greater because after he's done, he gets in the Rolls Royce or the Bentley or the 54 Jag or the Le Mans, and he has to decide which one he's going to take home. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of beautiful things, Silky has promised he's going to stay with us, so we're going to get much more in depth. But it's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life. Chef Eric, take it away, baby.
All right, so Chef Patrick, tell us what you're going to start with. What's your first dish going to be?
First dish is going to be, we're going to do a little summer tailgate grill out kind of a salad.
Excellent.
It's 84 degrees here, so it's a perfect day for it.
That's perfect, and we got a big green egg fired up over here.
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely. I love those things. I'm thinking.
It's an amazing thing. You're seeing more and more of those on the barbecue circuit, too.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
There are some teams that are have dedicated themselves just to that platform. But let's see what you can do with it. And
the egg is almost like cheating, you know.
You know what it is? It's just that easy, right? I mean, I've got, I know people that listening to the show that have written us, or that I know personally, that I've cajoled and convinced to get a Big Green Egg, and all of a sudden, the wife will usually be the happy one because she'll say, "He's cooking every night on this thing, and I don't have to cook anymore."
Right.
And there's not much to clean up either.
Yeah, I would describe it as a drinking man's grill.
It really is. Well, you know what? You can have a cigar, you can have a nice drink. Watch your Big Green Egg. It's just it's a very manly event. So speaking of which, you got some.
What we're going to do is we're going to take some hanger steak.
Okay.
Which is a describe it as a second cut meat, and we're going to marinate it in some soy, olive oil, some fresh herbs, whatever you have floating around.
Okay, so maybe some garlic, some rosemary,
some garlic,
thyme.
And rosemary, thyme, and sage.
Yep.
You can put oregano in it if you have it. Fresh herbs are better.
Sure.
You don't marinate it too long, a couple hours, and let it sit. And then we're going to grill that, and then we're going to take some fresh vegetables, and you can use whatever vegetables you have floating around.
Okay.
Squash, zucchini, asparagus, scallions, spring onions, Maui onions.
Actually, I'll just have to stop you right there.
Oh, no. Asparagus?
No. The asparagus is great.
No, it isn't.
But, yeah, it's great. But you said Maui onions. So now we just have to tell them that actually the best onion you can use is these onions right here.
Should we spoil them and pamper him?
Will you cook one of these up? Will you chop up one of these for us?
Let's put one of these on the grill.
I don't want to do that to him because if he does that, then he's going to search the world to try to get real sweet onions.
This
at
is
the Majestic.
Schumann Produce real sweet onions, real sweet Vidalia onions.
Uh-huh.
That's the real thing. Now out in Maui, I understand they got that volcanic rock and
sort
of stuff.
Please.
It nothing compares to a real sweet Vidalia onion. And I can tell you that because I've had those raw in the fields of Vidalia. We actually pulled an onion, and I ate that onion raw. Now, can you imagine such a thing? And it was tasty as well. So,
what do you think? Pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good onion. And that does amazing things on the Big Green Egg. So.
Well, we'll find out here in 1 second.
All right.
Chef Riley, I've got a suggestion, just one, to help your restaurant. I don't do this for everybody, but I've got a few films left in my library back home that I'll lend you.
That'd be really nice.
Okay.
All right, we're going to slice these up and see if we can't get a little bit of char on them.
And we got our Big Green Eggs going nicely. It's sitting up... I'd say probably the actual grill temperature is probably around 425, 450. So we'll be just fine for this.
All right, let's see what we can do. There's some heat coming off.
And you know what? This comes up to temperature in about 15 minutes, I'd say at most. You're up at 350. I mean, I don't think it even took us that long on this one. It just went right up to temp.
There was a lot of hot air flowing around here.
Yeah, well, sorry. That's the way I am.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cook these vegetables about quarter inch?
Yeah, about a quarter inch at about an angle, like a 15-20 degree angle or something like that.
Just so they're nice and big and they don't fall through the grates. So
and it's nice presentation, too. You know, it's different than just a round cut of it. And they'll cook more evenly as well because you've got similar surface area as you go further up. All right, so a little bit of olive oil on there. You had a little salt and pepper. And of course, you've got my favorite, the asparagus, which fat man over here might surprise you that he doesn't like asparagus.
Really?
Can you imagine that he doesn't enjoy vegetables?
Well, he likes something, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well,
he likes a lot of something.
It's usually not vegetables, though, is what
it's
I'm saying.
Potatoes, Brian. Potatoes.
Yeah, and plenty of them. And plenty of them, yes. So... yeah, he'll probably pass on the asparagus. I love asparagus. I was just in Germany, as I said, and they had the spargel, the white asparagus.
Yep.
And
I'm gonna put the steak on too at the same time.
Excellent. Well, that looks good. Look at that. You got the nice garlic clinging to it there. Oh, that looks good.
So just a little bit of sliced garlic. You don't want to cook the garlic on the grill because it'll burn really easy and get permeate that flavor. You don't want that.
And you get that sort of acrid flavor.
But the smoke is wafting from the Big Green Egg, rising above the beautiful trees in the courtyard of Silky O'Sullivan's, my friends. If you were to envision it, Just imagine massive trees, covered dining and drinking areas, open drinking areas and drinking areas, and right next to it, a beautiful fenced-in area for the goats.
You know what? That is a beautiful thing, because that's like going to my house.
You know, it is. But, you know, they don't have any llamas.
Well, I know, but I think the city already had to give them a variance to just have the goats. I think the llamas might be pushing it.
Now I'm going to ask you a trivia question.
Yes. What's that?
There are only two restaurants or two dining establishments in the city of Memphis that are allowed to have animals by law.
Well,
can you tell me the two and what those animals are?
That would be Silky O'Sullivan's and the goats. And it looks like a few miscellaneous cats and other animals.
Yes.
And the ducks at the Peabody.
You, sir, are correct. You win an all-expense-paid 15-course dinner at the Majestic Restaurant.
Paid for by you, Kevin. All right, so anyway, so now we've got this stuff on the egg.
All right, so what we're going to do is I'm just going to flip these over.
Get a nice little grill marks. Yeah, there you go.
We might want to leave them for a couple more minutes, I think.
Sure.
And while we're doing that, we need to flip that steak over a little bit. And don't want to cook this too much. Hanger steak is, I don't know if you're familiar with it. Your audience is familiar with it, but they are.
Yeah, but why don't you tell us, where's it from?
Well, the unusual thing about hanger steak is there's two of everything on a cow.
Right.
Two shoulders, two legs, two loins, two fillets, two everything.
Right.
It's only one hanger steak. And the hanger comes from the, it's a piece of muscle that hangs from the diaphragm.
Really?
And it's a, it, it's not a...
Like...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Some hanger steaks are bigger than others.
Thank you.
But it hangs down, and it gets a kind of some movement, but not a lot. And of course, the amount of movement that muscle gets determines what makes it how tough or tender it is.
Right.
So the shank is always tougher than the fillet. So the hanger is kind of unusual. And the other thing that's unusual about it is it's very lean. There's very little fat in it. So you got to cook it undercooked. If you cook it too much, it'll dry out really
absolutely
fast because there's no fat in it. It's my favorite cut of steak.
Do you find it's good to slice it as well, or do you just serve it as...
Well, we serve it at the restaurant. We serve it whole. And then we also serve it sliced on a salad, like similar to what we're going to do today.
Okay. Excellent. All right, so we're going to go ahead and let these cook.
All right.
And when we get back with the next segment, we'll go ahead and assemble the salad.
Perfect.
And we'll be all set. But, man, it smells so good. I got to keep lifting. You can't keep lifting that the top of the egg, but, man, it just smells so good.
Will you stop it?
No, I will not. I absolutely will not.
You know, I think Chef Patrick is a classic example of the culinary revolution that's happening in Ireland. But across the world now, Irish chefs are getting recognized across the world for their incredible understanding of not only root vegetables, and in his case, misperception about root vegetables because he hasn't done one potato, and I'm a bit upset about it, but that's okay.
Just for the record, a potato is not a root vegetable, it's a tuber.
Thank you
very much, Chef Patrick. Next guest coming up right after. anyway, he is the executive chef, and he is the man behind the Majestic, and it's an amazing restaurant we've heard so much about. And when Silky O'Sullivan invites you to his place to cook in his place, you've got to be
cool.
Something pretty special.
You know, Silky's next door neighbor.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, well, next door neighbor.
Oh, he's my neighbor, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I'm sure they've had more than one or two pints of Guinness, I'm thinking.
One or two.
Well, we come back, my friends. Chef Patrick is going to continue his culinary journey live from the, well, we're from Silky's, but he's from the Majestic. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about Memphis in May, baby. We are in the heart right here, pounding down the calories and having all the fun. Wish you were here. Ha, ha, ha. But you're not. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Memphis. Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man. We are live from Silky O'Sullivan's in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. We're on Beale Street, baby. It is the happening party street. I got to tell you, we drove through Memphis, Chef Eric.
Yep.
And it was, a nice town. And then I asked where Beale Street was. They said, second light left out of the Peabody. So we were staying in the fashionable Peabody, thanks to Miss E., our delightful travel agent, Emily Robinson. She really hooked us up, and we thank you so much for that.
Yep.
But we came down here, and oh, my God, the streets were blocked off like like bourbon. And yeah, there were 10,000 bikes out front, well, motorcycles out front last night.
Have you spent any time in Memphis?
Yeah, about 2 hours in front of the cigar place last night.
Besides that, okay. So I actually come here pretty often. We have an office here, and so I've been down to Beale Street, once or 50
times. Well, I saw the picture inside. Don't let him in.
Yeah, like a post office. No, but Beale Street really gets pretty intense at night. You know, it's really fun. It's packed. It's crowded. It's, you know, you start basically up at where B.B. King's is and it comes down, and it's...
But once you get to Silky O'Sullivan, you stop.
Well, of course.
Unless, now, if you're going to eat, you stop here. If you're going to eat ribs. If you're going to go really, you know, more...
Well,
where would you go?
Let's talk about that, because obviously here is one spot, but Chef Patrick, Majestic Grill, just down the street here a little bit. Tell us about some of the menu items. What are your specialties?
We specialize, it's a straight-up American food.
Okay.
Nothing complicated, nothing fancy. Not a lot of fusion going on where we are.
No fusion. Got it.
Not a lot of molecular gastronomy. That's not really our bag. We're a lot of really good steaks. We cut all our own meat. Good Angus beef. Grind our own hamburgers. Fresh fish every day. We get flown in either from the Gulf or, of course, we're the home of FedEx, so we can get it shipped from anywhere. We can get it from Hawaii. We can get it from... our mussels from up north. We can get whatever we want in season. So, but we do everything very simply. We just take fresh food and cook it simply. And
isn't it amazing? Because you know the people listening at home, they think about all the things, all the challenges with, you know, especially when you talk about molecular gastronomy. Who's going to do that at home, right?
That's very true.
Okay, so when you teach somebody about simple, fresh ingredients. Local, if you can. I mean, I like the local types of foods, produce especially, and sometimes proteins as well. But if you can get it local, great. But fresh is simple because the food itself speaks for itself, right?
Well, I'm a big fan of the. You know, I like to buy local, and I buy a lot of local stuff, and but I don't tie myself to it. We're not a farm to table restaurant. I don't like that term. I don't like to be locked in. I mean, sometimes local is just
great.
Closer.
Exactly.
Not necessarily better.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's actually mediocre.
Well, I mean,
and it depends on a lot of factors. So I agree with you totally.
But if I can get it and it's good and it's fresh and it's a day's truck away, then yeah, absolutely. There's no question that the fresher it is, the better it is.
So we've got the hanger steak off of the Big Green Egg, and oh my God, it looks good, and it smelled fantastic. And I'm just so sorry that Kevin's not going to get to eat any of it.
Now, what we got to do here is we cut this at a slight angle, and you want to cut it quite thin because, it's a piece of meat that could very easily get tough really fast.
Okay.
So you want to cut it quite thin, cut it against the grain.
So we're definitely on the medium-rare side.
Yeah, medium-rare.
I'd get it rare, even rare, for me, personally. Could you do a high temperature sear on it and come off?
We absolutely do that at the restaurant. We do a Thai beef salad. We put some five spice and star anise on it, and then we put it on a screaming hot skillet.
There you go.
And just char it on the outside. It's raw, still cold in the middle.
It's like ahi hanger steak.
But you know what's interesting is at Silky O'Sullivan's we cut it, they cut it. There's a big difference. There's cutting and there's cutting.
Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, never. What? Did he add? Did you ask permission?
I had to make sure that the food was...
How about those real sweet Vidalia onions, man? That's like candy. It's so sweet.
Those onions are really good. I know. Yeah, what a fun little addition here.
So, oh, wow. I just had a piece of that hanger steak. It's beautiful.
Did you offer me a piece?
No.
Did you want to try a piece?
Oh, thank you, Chef. And cut. That's perfect for me.
It's good.
Oh my God!
I mean, the soy sauce, the marinade from it, you get such a good flavor out of it, and then you cook it on the Big Green Egg, and holy cow!
It's real. You don't want to put too much soy in it. There's only a tiny bit in that. You don't want to oversalt it and coat it and whatever. That egg, I'll tell you what, it cooked it in what, 3-4 minutes?
It's about right. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty.
And
amazing.
You can get that egg screaming hot, so you can do your seared. Hanger steak on the egg.
You could sear it at over 1,000 degrees, Chef.
That's really, yeah.
Yeah.
We could do that, but I don't think they'll let me have a. I don't think the health department will let me have a green egg in a restaurant somehow.
Oh, you
Actually,
know what?
You can.
Really?
Yes.
There are restaurants now popping up with the big green egg. In fact, on the KCBS Professional Barbecue Tour now, about 30 to 35% of the teams that are competing on the Pro Tour are now competing with big green eggs. That's a beautiful looking plate, Chef. The colors are amazing.
So in building this salad, you got the grilled onions on the bottom. You got some of the yellow squash, the zucchini,
yep.
Some of the asparagus. Chopped up nicely, sort of on the bias.
A little bit roasted, of eggplant.
Roasted red peppers, eggplant, some spring onions that you sliced.
Right, and then what we do, you slice the beef, and you just basically, you can toss this in a bowl and
sure.
serve it, you know, like a compound salad. Or you can...
just slice it right on top.
Just slice it right on top. And then you just take a little bit of... I took made a balsamic vinaigrette.
Right.
Just a little balsamic vinegar, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of Dijon mustard.
Excellent. And just you toss it with that.
And then we're just going to pour a little bit over that, and then...
we call it drizzling here.
Yeah, well...
You know, I mean, I'm trying
Kevin
to show
know
off
anything
culinary
about drizzling.
Drizzling, yeah.
How y'all doing?
His salads
Better.
Tend to be swimming in dressing, unfortunately.
Would you like to
and
sample?
I'm finishing this with some chopped chiffonade basil.
Oh, fantastic.
And this is actually fresh basil out of the yard, so.
Well, there we go.
And that's it.
It is.
Yeah, it seems to do the trick.
What do you think?
Chef Patrick Riley hanging it with the hanger steak, baby. And I'm telling you, these people are out here, and I gotta say, they are drooling all over themselves, and it's kind of embarrassing. Because they tried to hand the She-Beast a dry cleaning bill. Because of what you just cooked, Chef, what's up with that? We're going to, I think we can find some samples. Can we do
like some samples? You guys want to sample the grilled hanger steak? A little roasted,
look at them.
Roasted veg?
They don't look like they've missed too many samples, I'm thinking. And you know what, Chef Patrick? This is really just another example of the cultural and the culinary diversity that is in Memphis.
Well, Memphis is a great restaurant town. We've got a wide range from it's not just barbecue. We got a lot more than that going on. Although we have great barbecue, no doubt. At the Rendezvous and Central and Neely's, I mean, there's some seriously good stuff. But we've got some great Italian restaurants. We've got some. We've got a Best New Chef for Food and Wine magazine. That's Kelly English at Restaurant Irish. We got protege of Emerald has a restaurant. Felicia Suzanne's.
Well, last night I had the honor to try the ribs. You know, I was asking Silky O'Sullivan. I'm sitting out front with the king of Memphis, and I'm sitting out front with him, and I said, tell me, Chef, tell me, Silk, since I'm a KCBS guy, what the heck? Tell my listeners, what's the difference between KCBS and MIM or Memphis in May? He said, Fat Man, I can't tell you. I'm just going to have to let you try it. Now, that's exactly how he said it. So, within 30 seconds, I have the end cut of some spare ribs. And not baby backs. I'm talking spare ribs. Now, I got to tell you, and I told Silky, I said, Silk, now listen, I'm the fat man, baby. I'm very particular about my pork spares. And I don't know that Memphis can make a pork spare like they can at KCBS. He said, fat man, try these. I took the end piece made right here at Silky O'Sullivan's. And I swear to God, my tongue slapped my forehead. It was the most wonderful tasting, dry rubbed, no sauce, just the way I like them. The rub was so good it spoke for itself. It didn't need to be covered up with sauce. And that's what makes Silky O'Sullivan's ribs so amazing. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Chef Joe. And the way I was introduced to Chef was they said, you know, we used to be just a beverage joint. And then we got Chef Joe. And now we're a culinary joint too. And let me tell you something. I got to try the ribs. Now, Silky was going to let me try everything on the menu last night, but Chef Eric, I know you're disappointed in me, but I couldn't do it. Yes, but I got to tell you, if you want to come and get some really great food in some really great atmosphere, this is a place to come, whether it's the Majestic Grill. And Chef Patrick Riley, my son, you're treating the home country just like I would expect from a great culinary and Irishman.
Well, I'm doing the best I can here. By the way, they do great grilled oysters here, too.
I haven't tried the oysters yet, but I know that they have a real appreciation for the cuisine of New Orleans.
Absolutely.
And Silky, of course, is, when you think of Silky, there's so much influence of New Orleans here. Now, when we come back, you've got, what else are you going to do?
We're going to switch gears. We're going to do a pork dish.
Oh.
Tis the season.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to do pork with some sugar glazed carrots and tobacco onions, fried onions.
Oh, my God. So we got onions, we got pork, we got the greatest adult beverages on the finest patio on Beale Street. We're at Memphis in May. My friends, it just don't get no better than this. Chef of the Fat Man, live from Silky O'Sullivan's. All you have to do is get to the airport and say, where is Silky O'Sullivan's? And they bring you right here, right down on historic Beale Street. The food is great. The atmosphere is greater. And Silky O'Sullivan himself is coming up shortly. And you're going to learn about a man that is a legend that could probably have taught P.T. Barnum something. When we come back, it's Chef Patrick Riley taking it to the pork, baby, right here, Memphis, Tennessee, Beale Street. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets. So we can pound the calories and loosen your belt, baby. Right back at you. I wish you could be here with us. The Big Green Egg is smoking. The patio is hot. The action is even better. We're with Chef Patrick Riley. He is the Majestic Grill. We're here with Chef Eric Holdo. Chef Eric, red eye from Arizona to get here.
Yep.
And what an amazing place. In a minute, I'm going to talk to a couple that came all the way from England just to see Silky O'Sullivan's and the Big Green Egg.
I don't blame them. I think it's a wise decision on their part. If I could get some volume. And I think it's a wise decision on their part to come to Memphis in May. And specifically to Silky O'Sullivan's. But for the moment, we have Chef Patrick Riley with the Majestic Grill.
How we doing?
I'm great, man. I'll tell you what, that hanger steak salad went over amazingly. Oh. It's all gone. I'm not sure if we ate half of it or if the audience did, but it's all gone now. So.
Well, that's all that really matters.
It is. It's all about the food. So tell me what you got. You got a couple things on the high-tech burners that I brought for you.
Yes, very very nice.
Yeah. The only problem with traveling around is that you can't necessarily bring those little gas cans on the plane.
Makes sense.
So I packed these as my alternative, and I couldn't find gas between here and the Peabody Hotel. So.
Well, it's fine.
They get very hot. They actually get very, very hot, and they will... they will warp your pan.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's not do that, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
The bill goes to Eric Holdo.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway, tell me what you got.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to switch it up here a little bit. A nice seared beef salad. Let's go to proper meat for barbecue week, which is pork.
Pork, absolutely.
And now the official name is the World Championship Barbecue Cooking Competition.
Really?
It's the official name.
Otherwise known as Memphis in May.
Well, Memphis in May is the festival for the entire
around it. I got
There's
you.
A
okay.
music festival the first weekend. We have barbecue. We have a salute to a different country every year. This year it's the Philippines.
Ah.
We do a lot of cultural and business exchanges.
Aye.
And then it all finishes up on the last Sunday of May, and we have the symphony.
Uh-huh.
And they play down at the park, and everybody comes down with their lawn chairs and their picnics and
Fantastic.
Bottles of wine, and they just have a big old time. And this year the Barquets are playing.
Really?
And,
do they have any Bud Light down there?
We got mad amounts of Bud Light down there, I would tell you.
Thank you very much. Now I think I could come.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well.
But so what
debatable.
I'm going to do is we're going to take this pork. It's a pork tenderloin. I use a couple of different types of pork. This one is from a guy called Mark Newman in Missouri. And his son actually and I are on the same barbecue competition team. Down at the park.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And we buy a lot of his pork at the restaurant. Super good pork. It's a little fattier, but it's free range, and it really is tasty.
Excellent. So we've already got that on the
so
egg
now. So we
pop
this on the grill, and all we did is just brush it with a little olive oil and put a little salt and pepper on it. It doesn't really need much else. And then we're going to cook that. And we'll cook this a little more than we did the beef, obviously. We'll cook it up to, but not much more than like a medium.
Well, that's the thing about pork is that you don't, the days of trichinosis are gone, essentially, especially with a solid piece of meat.
Right, exactly. Well, but back in the old days, pigs used to run around and wallow in their own nonsense.
Right, right. Now it's a very controlled sort of environment.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, you're
yep,
your
controlled environment
is more dangerous than your pork.
Don't work too hard, fat man. He's sitting down there just sort of enjoying himself, sunning like, I don't know, a turtle.
Like Shamu.
Like a beach. Never mind.
Never mind.
So anyway, we got the tenderloin coming off.
So we got this beef tender, pork tenderloin. And this is actually a dish that we have on the menu.
Okay.
And what we do is we're going to take it, grill it to about medium. Let's see if we're done right there. I think we should be. But we'll take a look at it. And then what we serve it with is a sugar glazed carrots.
Oh.
And now I don't know if you. Back in the old days, pre-Nouvelle days, classic food, you had a dish called carrot vichy.
Yeah.
And you take a bottle of spring water and a teaspoon of sugar and a little butter and cook your carrots fresh out of the garden. And this is a sort of a play on that. It's basically just sugar. You just add a lot more sugar and a lot more butter to it.
Of course.
And then you basically caramelize these carrots. Not caramelize them, but you almost like...
They're actually just becoming sweet. I mean, they're really cooking and almost braising to a certain extent.
Well, you cook them dry so that by the time there's no liquid left, and then the butter and the sugar turns into almost not a caramel, but like a syrup, and it kind of candies them a little bit.
Excellent.
And they have they're a super dish. I love them, and they're very popular. So
they look phenomenal,
and they're good to go with a pork dish because pork, needs something a little sweet to go with it.
Absolutely.
And then we make a sauce, and the sauce is a maple cream sauce. We just spoke to a guy from Vermont. He was very kind to give me his card. Hey, so
tell me, how do you make a maple cream sauce?
Well, maple cream sauce, we take a little white wine and some shallots, and we cook that down.
Okay.
And then we add a little bit of white wine. A little bit of heavy cream, and then we just finish it off with a little bit of maple. Very
That's
simple.
It.
Nothing
That's
to it.
It. Wow.
Like I said, everything we do is quite simple, but we use... maple syrup from Vermont, real stuff.
You know, it's amazing how you can get amazing dishes with 5 to 7 ingredients.
Absolutely, no doubt.
So
we're going to take this pork, we slice it up, pretty much the same way as we did the steak.
Kind of on the bias. Like,
and then we're going to put a little bit of these carrots on. You want to try one of these carrots?
Yes, I would like to try that one. Oh.
Now, oddly enough, this is a dish that we serve at the restaurant with mashed potatoes.
Well, thank God. Riley, I was getting a little concerned about Jimmy Boyle here.
Yeah, we sell a lot of mashed potatoes over there, believe it or not.
I would hope so.
Let me tell you the. I just don't want to burn a hole in.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yes.
The carrots. If the carrots, when I was growing up, tasted like that, I would have eaten them.
Oh please! You were eating escargots and.
But I hated carrots.
Well, there you go.
But I mean, I like cooked carrots. I just hated, like, raw carrots.
At Casa Jenkins, baby, we were wolfing down catfish. We were eating catfish when nobody ate catfish. Oh, look at that. My friends, I wish you could see this beautiful maple cream or maple whatever sauce.
Maple cream, yeah, that's right.
Maple cream sauce being poured, not sparingly at all, over the top. I mean, that's pork. And I got to tell you, Chef Eric, will you keep your fork out of it, please?
Now, what I'm doing right here is I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm not sorry at all. Actually.
Good. he gets this very quickly, doesn't he?
Got some onions, thinly sliced onions. A Vidalia onion would be good.
Well, absolutely. Better.
And you slice them real thin, and then you soak them in water with a little bit of Tabasco. And then you let them sit there for a little bit. You don't need to leave them too long. And then you dredge them in a little flour that a little paprika has been added to. You shake it off, and you cook it in some hot oil till they crisp up. We call them tobacco onions because they kind of look like old-fashioned tobacco, that the strings of tobacco that you used to chew.
And I'm sure after long hours in the kitchen.
That's kind of the look that we're going for.
I'm sure after long hours in the kitchen and copious amounts of adult beverage. You probably tried to roll those and smoke them too, haven't you? That's where you got it. That's where you got the name.
All right. So, are we here? Here's our final dish.
Oh man!
So everyone can see it on radio.
Yes, orange, brown, and a cream, a beautiful off-white cream sauce over a beautiful piece of smoked pork.
I'm gonna plate some of this up. I think. What do you think? Should we serve this?
I think. Yeah.
You guys want to try some?
I think the guests from England ought to get the first try.
We'll do that.
You know, my friends, we are Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, the only live radio cooking show in the world that takes you and yours on that culinary adventure, whether it be in Dublin, Ireland, or whether it be in Anaheim, California, or it's Texas, or it's New Orleans, Louisiana. We take you to the places that are moving and shaking. And one thing that brings everybody together, always and forever, is food and drink. And I got the good fortune to meet a couple. And, sir, tell me your name. And you're not from around here.
No, my name's Martin. I'm over from England.
And who's the lovely lady with you?
This is my wife, Karen. And this is our first visit to Memphis.
You came at a great time.
Well, yeah, certainly the weather's great. We've travelled down from Chicago through Nashville down to here, and we're on our way to New Orleans, setting off tomorrow. So, full music tour.
Well, I will tell you about some places to eat in New Orleans. I know the chefs will hook you up. But anyway, tell us, what do you think? Isn't this Silky O'Sullivan's an amazing place? If you were to tell your friends in England, what would you tell them about this place?
Well, I've never seen a live radio cooking program in England, so that's new. The fact they've got goats here is pretty unusual, and the beer's just great. So,
and how about the patio out here? It's huge. The trees, the umbrellas, it's amazing.
Yeah, we came here yesterday and listened to a couple of guys playing some blues, and it's just brilliant. Really great place.
You know, brilliant is how they call it, and they say it so well, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from Silky O'Sullivan's. Patrick Riley, the exec chef. He is the master. He is the majestic grill. And this has been a tremendous. Let's give it up for Chef Patrick. Give him some love, baby. Coming up next, another institution in this city. When it comes to Beale Street, you think of oysters. You think of ribs. You think of anything that really epitomizes what Memphis is known for. You think of Silky O'Sullivan's. We're going to have the chef from Silky O'Sullivan's. He is going to be serving it up, cooking it up. And while we're transitioning, we're going to bring out the man himself. The legend Silky O'Sullivan is going to join us right here. And I've got to tell you, my friends, if you've never been to Memphis, Beale Street is a place, a bucket list place. And on top of that, you must come to Silky O'Sullivan's. Whether it's to taste Chef Joe's food, to drink the copious amounts of adult beverage, they have everything. Or it's just to enjoy the ambience of the goats right here at Silky O'Sullivan's, all under one panoramic blue sky, my friends. It is a place you will never ever forget. When we come back, we'll have Silky O'Sullivan. We will have Chef Joe. We'll have the coolest people in the world eating and drinking and having fun, because there's only one place on earth to be this weekend, my friends. Memphis in May, Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Memphis, baby.